Thank you very much, Mr. President. I will approach the recommendations that were put forward in the same manner as I did earlier, grouping them in categories of issues presented. On the remaining core human rights treaties, a number of delegations have made recommendation to my country to sign and ratify them. My government is in a position to support those recommendations subject to our internal ratification process. A number of delegations have also made recommendations on the seriousness of violence against women and the need to put in policies and legislations to address the issue. My government is in a position to support those recommendations. We hope that the findings from the survey on the family health and safety study that was done in October of last year will guide and inform the development of policies and legislation on this issue. On the just give me a few minutes. There were so many recommendations. I have to consult my colleague to ensure that we captured all of them. On the recommendations put forward on lifting the reservations placed on CEDAW, I had referenced in my opening statement that we had addressed partially the granting of maternity leave to national government employees. And we will continue to work with the state governments to also put in place maternity leaves in those states. On the recommendations put forward to include certain groups in our constitution, we are not in a position to support those recommendations at this time, as that requires a different process of amending our constitution. On the recommendations put forward on enforcement of enforcement and combating trafficking in persons, we have enacted that act, and we will continue to raise awareness and also work with our states to put in place appropriate legislation to address these issues. Mr. Chairman, Mr. President, most of the recommendations were grouped under these categories, thematic areas that I've attempted to address. So thank you for the opportunity to get back to them.